You're listening to The Sound of Science on WNIJ. I'm KC, and today we welcome Dr. Victor Gensini from Northern Illinois University to talk about tornadoes.
KC, good to be here. I am excited to talk with you about one of my favorite things. For me, not for most people, but severe storms and tornadoes. So thanks so much for having me on today.
Now, after a slow start to the 2021 severe weather season, it looks like this year's activity could increase as we enter the summer. What is it about this year that could cause more tornadoes?
Oh, that's a great question. A couple of the things that we look at every year to kind of determine how active spring and summer will be for severe weather are really water temperatures in the equatorial Pacific Ocean. And this year, they're much colder than normal. We call that La Nina conditions. And typically speaking, La Nina conditions lead to very active spring and summer conditions for severe storms, including hail and tornadoes. And we just saw this a couple of days ago with some significant hail across Oklahoma and Texas in what is most likely to be one of the top five most costliest days for hail activity in the United States. So we're off to a rather slow start, but looking ahead in the tea leaves here as we go into May, it looks like things are going to ramp up pretty significantly.
That was a terrible storm in Texas. And the gorilla hail was crazy with that. Join us and Dr. Gensini next week as we talk Tornado Alley. Or does Tornado Alley even really exist? This has been The Sound of Science on WNIJ.
Where you learn something new every day.